Are you looking to blaze the trail and build or expand your business empire? Welcome to She's Building Her Empire, a place of motivation, inspiration, and innovative business strategies to help increase your income and, more importantly, your impact. Follow your purpose while building your empire with your host and business coach, Stacey Tuschel. And welcome to episode number 191. I'm your host, Stacey Tuschel from She's Building Her Empire, and welcome to the She's Building Her Empire podcast. So happy 4th of July. I am super excited to be back and be back working. I know it's kind of difficult. This was the perfect timing to do this episode because we're in a week where it's a holiday weekend. Some of you might still be on vacation. How do we get back into that work mode, right? So I'm really excited to dive into this episode today. And we're also at the end going to be talking about the contest we're doing. So we are doing a big contest giveaway for the group coaching program, Her Marketing Lab. And I've got some details of how to apply and when the deadline is going to be, and I'll give you that at the end. So I hope everybody had a great 4th of July. Welcome. I see you guys are all joining. Excited to see you guys here. I wasn't sure, are people going to still be in holiday mode on vacation? And you know, we're talking about how to really enjoy the summer without working all of these crazy hours. How do we get it all in? So today is going to be a really fun episode because it's going to help you enjoy summer and really get the most out of what you're doing. So welcome, welcome. All right, you guys. So like I said, summer is supposed to be fun. And for us, some of us, we feel like, oh my goodness, there's so much to do. You want to be outside. You want to be with the kids. But you also know that your business can't suffer while this is all happening. So how do we make that all work, right? Now, for me, my kids aren't old enough. They're not in full-time school yet. So it's not this huge shift of, oh my goodness, they're home. And I know some of you are working with that. However, for me, I want to be outside. I want to be with the kids because living in Wisconsin, we don't get this beautiful weather all year round. So I really want to utilize the time that I have when it's so nice out, and I want to be able to enjoy that with the kids, okay? So I'm still trying to work smarter and not be working so much as I maybe am in the winter. So for me, I'm working Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays, and that's why you see me jumping on here live because usually the kids are not home. So today, our daycare is closed because it's kind of still their holiday week. So the kids are home, and it's a little bit different when you're trying to get stuff done while they're home. And I know some of you know what I mean. So while they're usually away Monday, Wednesday, Friday, I have to be very, very productive. And then on Tuesdays and Thursdays, those are the days that I really want to be more present with them, do fun things, not have to be work, work, work. So for me on Tuesdays and Thursdays, I really don't have anything scheduled on my calendar. They're open, but if I ever needed to use them, I could, okay? Now, here are a couple things that I want to share with you today of how I'm able to do as much as I am without working Tuesdays and Thursdays, okay? Now, what I can tell you is a lot of us do this. Our natural reaction or instinct, I guess, when we all of a sudden have less time is to cut out certain routines or habits that we're doing. So for instance, if you're somebody that maybe has a morning routine or you exercise or things like that, you think because you don't have as much time, those are the first things to usually get cut out, okay? So what I want to tell you is that is probably the number one thing that kind of keeps me grounded, keeps me sane, is keeping my morning routine, all right? So I think everybody's morning routine is going to be a little bit different because it really is based off of your lifestyle. So when somebody tells me, oh, here's what I do in the morning, well, my first question is, do you have kids? When do they wake up? What is your household, your family schedule look like? Because that is a big difference, okay? So for me specifically, I need to wake up an hour before the kids wake up at least. I really need to get some things done in the morning for me to feel my most productive. So even when I take off on Tuesdays and Thursdays, I'm still waking up before the kids. Now on the weekends, it depends if I were doing something. So for instance, if I happen to go out on a Friday or Saturday or we do something, I might not set my alarm. But if I'm home like I usually am on those evenings, then I'm probably going to have my alarm set still to have that morning, that hour I guess, in my day just to kind of stay productive. In that first hour, sometimes I feel like I get more done that I could be done working for the day. That's how productive my mornings are. So I want to talk about my mornings just a little bit, but then I want you to realize that you need to customize your mornings, okay? It needs to be a good fit for you. And my method may or may not work, but it also most likely, you might take bits and pieces and put it into your day, okay? And you'll figure out how that works for you. Now, I don't know that I would have called myself a morning person. I usually wouldn't wake up. You know, I think after having, I have a 2-year-old and a 4-year-old. So after having kids, you know, they all of a sudden became my alarm clock, right? And I never had experienced that before. I usually would wake up early and just do my thing. Now it's a little bit different being a mom of little ones. So I realized that having kids be your alarm clock is one of the most distracting things you could possibly do because it's taking you away from what needs to get done in the morning. You don't take care of yourself when you have your kids as your alarm clock because your motherly instinct is to take care of them first, okay? So I really like to wake up before them. I think I started waking up around 5:30 just a few months ago. I was not waking up that early. Now I'm so used to the 5:30 time that a lot of times I'll wake up even earlier without my alarm clock and I just feel ready to go and I'll get up for the morning, okay? So figure out what time works for you, but it's really going to be based off of if you have kids and when they wake up, all right? Now, here's what I want to tell you. Sleep is one of the most important, if not the most important thing you need to be thinking about. So what a lot of times happens, people think that I just work all hours of the night or I wake up really early morning and work. For me, I always get in 7.5 hours of sleep, okay? So I'm waking up or I'm going to bed around 10 o'clock. I love the app or like the, it's the alarm clock app on an iPhone that I have where I can actually set that bedtime reminder. So at 9:30, I have this little chime that goes off. And then I know it's kind of like that 30-minute mark of, all right, it's time to start getting ready for bed. And then at 10 o'clock is when I try to go to sleep. And then I wake up at 5:30. I honestly think I might start bumping that up to 5, maybe in fall coming up, because I really am feeling good about that time. And I'm getting so much done that I know that my mornings are so precious, okay? So what does my morning look like when I wake up at 5:30? So first, I usually wake up. I will go to the bathroom, brush my teeth. I immediately come into the kitchen and I sit right at my kitchen table. I drink a glass of water and I will meditate. So I actually have it right here. I can show you. I use my Muse headband to meditate. It's actually pretty cool. I've shared this before. I bought it on Amazon, right? It measures, so you can see these things. It actually measures how good you are. I wish I had my phone to show you. Where's my phone? I don't know. I am getting better, but I still am not amazing at meditating. I've been doing it, I would say, at least 5 times a week for probably, I think since March. I'm trying to think of when I took that family or my vacation with my husband. I think around there. So used to be getting like 8%, 10%. Now I can get like 40% consistently. My highest has been 85%. So it's really helping me kind of just calm everything down. I am, if you can't tell, I don't drink caffeine. I never drink coffee. I don't drink soda. I am naturally this energetic. It's just my personality. So for me, I need to just rest and kind of calm my brain. And I think meditating is really helping me do that. Okay. So, and I see Amanda is saying, thank you for valuing sleep. So many coaches neglect it. Absolutely. And I can tell you, you can just tell when somebody neglects sleep. They look like it. Their energy, everything about it, you can feel it, okay? So when I wake up, that's the first thing I do is meditate. Now, after I meditate, and I do on my Muse, I have a Muse app, okay? I do it for 3 minutes, and I do it 2 times in a row. Now, you might be thinking that's nothing, but meditating is actually very, very difficult, especially for somebody like me, and I have to build that up. So when I feel like I'm finally getting a high enough number consistently, I'll switch it to 5 minutes and then I'll try to do that twice in a row, okay? So you can build your meditation skills up. If you think you're gonna meditate for the first time and do it for 20 minutes, good luck. It is so incredibly difficult. My mind is constantly wandering and the Muse app tells you when you're wandering by using signals of a beach. So all of a sudden it'll get really windy and crazy and the waves are crashing and it kind of makes you snap back into it and go, okay, I need to get back on track here and just focus on my breath and not be focusing on whatever else I'm thinking about. So it really does help me clear my mind. Now, after I meditate, I do affirmations. Now, one of the things that I keep actually in my phone, because I use my phone for my app to meditate. So I've already got my phone out. I use the note section every morning. And what I do in there is I have my personal mission statement of what I am like on this earth here to do. I read that every single morning. And then I read probably 5 or 6 affirmations. I edit them. I tweak them because sometimes it's such a habit. I don't need to say them anymore. Now I can start saying something else and focus on something new. One thing that I learned about affirmations that has been really powerful is usually when you read or hear about affirmations, they'll say things like, I am very wealthy. I am very skinny. I am very this, right? And it's so funny because the book I was reading, it was like, no, you're not. No, you don't. No, you will not, right? You can't just say things and think they're going to happen. But what I loved about this book, and it was, cannot think which book it is. I think it's one of the versions of The Miracle Morning, but it's the one about the kids and the family. I'm so sorry that I don't have this actually reference for you. I will definitely make sure to show us next time. And I'll put it in the show notes for you for the podcast as well on the blog. So in this book, it actually said, say something that you actually mean and have control over. So what I liked about it was it made an example of saying, I am 100% dedicated to bringing in X amount of dollars per month consistently. Or I am determined to eat 3 healthy meals today. Or and then not only that, but a reason why. So I am committed to spending an hour a day, you know, doing something really fun with my kids so that they have fun memories growing up with mom or something like that, right? I am 100% committed to having one date night with my husband. So my children, I'm modeling a great relationship for my children, things like that. And I love the way they phrase that because it's something you can actually control over and you can say, yes, I'm doing this, but then you also see the why. Okay. So one of my things that I want to do every morning is a 10-minute yoga, just a very quick stretch while I'm listening to a podcast. Okay. So after I'm reading my affirmations, I do this. Now, I wasn't doing the yoga stretch every day. I was kind of like, I'll do it later. Or while I'm working out today, do I really need to do it? So one of my affirmations says I'm 100% committed to working out 3 times per week and doing a 10-minute yoga stretch daily to live, you know, something like live a long, healthy life. So when I read about the 10-minute yoga stretch every morning, it almost makes me feel guilty. Like I just read it. I need to go and actually do it for 10 minutes, okay? So by phrasing it those ways, that has really helped me stay. And if you're thinking, what does this have to do with productivity? Well, every morning I am training my brain and I'm saying these things and then I immediately want to go do them. Okay, so I really believe the morning is what's setting me up for so much productivity throughout my day, okay? So that is a little bit just on affirmations and things like that. Now, what I want to tell you too is, and we talked about sleep a little bit. So this morning I woke up and I really was in bed last night by 10, but I had a very busy day with the 4th of July. With my brick and mortar business, we were in 2 parades. I was kind of running back and forth, orchestrating, organizing things. It was just a busy day and we did some family stuff. So this morning when I woke up at 5:30 and I had my alarm set because I went to sleep at 10, so I thought, okay, I'll get enough sleep. I woke up at 5:30 and I was definitely a little tired, but one of the things that I was taught in the Miracle Morning was you just got to get up anyway and power through it. So I did power through it and I did about 30 minutes of everything that I just listed in here. And at 6 o'clock, I still felt just exhausted. So I think one of the things you have to get really good at is listening to your body. And my body was definitely telling me I was still tired. So I actually went back to sleep this morning from 6 to 7. So what's great about that is I was still able to be productive, get that stuff done, but then listen to my body, take care of myself, and then wake up at 7 and actually do what I would normally do, okay? So don't think, well, it says this or the book says this and I'm supposed to do that. Yes, but at the same time, you have to make sure that if you know you need sleep or you need that energy, powering through something when you know you're not going to be productive is not going to help you, okay? So be really careful that you don't just do something because somebody told you you need to or because you read somewhere something, okay? Listen to your body. Nobody knows your body better than you, okay? So that was something I wanted to mention. And I even thought like, oh, I'm teaching about this morning and I can't believe I want to go back to sleep. But that doesn't happen a lot for me. And I want to make sure that I take care of myself and stay well rested so I don't get sick, or I don't have to, you know, all of a sudden a week or a day later or a week later feel the effects of that specifically. Okay. So definitely the morning routine is a huge thing. Now, kind of fast forward, maybe the kids are up, I'm taking care of them. They typically will go to daycare Monday, Wednesday, Friday, and I get to work by 9 a.m. and I can work to probably 4:30. So I've got 3 full work days. Okay. Now some of you might be thinking, oh my goodness, I would love to have 3 full work days. I don't even have that. You have to decide, you know, what is best for you. And I always say, what is best for your family? For me, this works. So what do I do with my time, during these days? So the morning, before noon, is the most important time that you have, okay? I want to make sure that every single thing that I am doing is absolutely my top priority, all right? I have to be very selective and very, very picky with what I am choosing to do. So I get a lot of opportunities that come my way, whether it's, you know, virtual summits or a podcast interview or a guest blog post, any of that kind of stuff. I have to be very, very careful that I'm not saying yes to everything, even though I want to. I would love to get on another virtual summit and get that visibility. I would love to jump on a podcast, but at the same time, I have to look at my calendar and say, what is the best use of my time? Sometimes it might be that podcast interview, depending on what it is, okay? So you have to be really careful and you have to start to ask yourself, is this the best use of my time? Now, what I like to do is do the most productive work before noon, because if you start to do things in the morning, like check your email inbox, check your Facebook messages, all of a sudden you are really working on somebody else's schedule, somebody else's agenda, and you procrastinate the big stuff. Get the big stuff done in the morning that's actually going to move your business forward. Now, what people talk about too is, the more time you have, so if you're jealous of me having 3 full days to work, maybe you don't have that. Here's what I'll tell you. There are some days when I catch myself just doing busy work because I have it. It's 4:00. I don't have to leave till 4:30 to pick up the kids. I kind of feel like I did all my big stuff for the day. And now I'm just doing busy work. And it's not really moving my business forward, okay? So what I can tell you is, if you have an hour a day to work on your business, work on the big stuff. Get rid of the stuff that you know you don't need to be doing. Now, one of the things we're going to be talking about on next week, Wednesday, because this is part of a 4-part series we're going to be doing for July. So next week, Wednesday, we're going to be talking about what you should be doing, what you should be deleting, just getting rid of, you know, off of your plate, and then what you should be delegating. And if you're going, but I don't have a team yet, don't worry. We've got you covered, and we're going to be talking through all of that, all right? Now, before I keep going, I would love to see you guys in the chat. How many days a week, or maybe hours a week, whatever you want to say, in the chat, how many hours or days, make sure you specify, are you working over summer? All right, I want to see that. Yes, Brooke just said, so true, your mind knows what your body doesn't also. Absolutely, I love that. Hi, Beth, I'm so excited you're on here. Hello, hello. So, okay, here's what I want to say while you guys are typing that in the chat too. Whatever time you have, it just needs to be utilized to its absolute fullest. So it doesn't matter if it's 1 day or 3 days or 5 days, okay? I also am a big believer in not like, you. People always say like, oh, I kill time, right? I'm killing time doing this. So for me, I really like, I don't ever waste time. I always try to fill in 5 minutes here, 5 minutes there. So if you're ever wondering, well, I can't believe she message me back on Facebook at this time or right now or whatever it is. It's because I might be in line at the grocery store and I'm just sitting there waiting before it's my turn. I will use those 3 minutes here or 5 minutes there to actually be productive and get things done. And I think a lot of us utilize that time and you just maybe scroll through Facebook or something like that, right? So don't waste time, right? Don't kill time. Actually utilize every minute or two that you have that comes throughout your day. All right, so Amanda said, I do 4-hour 2 days and then about 2 hours on 2 days. So 8 to 10 hours on 1 day. Okay, love that. Brooke said 6 hours per day. Haven't taken a complete day off this summer. Brooke, what I can tell you is, first, thank you for being honest. I can tell you, Brooke, that as much as you might feel like you can't take off, you need to take off. Your body will thank you. Your mind will thank you. You need to take time. And let's talk about that right now. So I just was listening to Greg Hickman. I'm in one of his Facebook groups. And he mentioned in the group, he actually quoted somebody and he said, you know, there's a hustle CEO and a real CEO. And a real CEO spends 75% of his time just brainstorming and thinking and being that visionary. And I can tell you, I am not spending 75% of my time. But what I can tell you is I am definitely spending a ton of time brainstorming and envisioning what I want my business to look like and where I want to head. And yes, I'm already thinking about 2018 and I already have those things mapped out because I need to know where I'm going before I can decide what am I working on today? What am I working on this week? If you don't know what 2018 looks like, but you have your day mapped out today, it makes me a little nervous that you may not be focusing on the right things, okay? Yes, okay, Brooke just said, you are right, I can see it in pictures of myself. All right, Brooke, I want you to schedule in some time, even if it doesn't have to be a whole day, even if it was a half a day to go do something, you know, just take some time off for you and do something selfish that you feel like I shouldn't be doing this, right? And another thing too is, you guys, it doesn't have to be money related. It doesn't have to cost you something. I mean, some of you might love to just go take a walk by yourself without, you know, earbuds in. Don't think you always have to get in the car and listen to a podcast or the radio. Just getting in the car and driving somewhere and giving your brain the opportunity to be envisioning or brainstorming, I think that is such a powerful opportunity that a lot of us don't utilize, okay? So definitely take the time to just kind of be sitting and be quiet, I guess, appreciative of that time, not thinking that if you want to move forward, you have to go, go, go. You don't always have to do that, all right? Okay, I'm loving these comments. Thank you for putting in there. I like seeing how many hours, how many days. This is all good stuff. Good, and Brooke said, will do. So I'm excited to hear that. Now, what we've got coming up this month. So obviously, we just kind of recapped today a little bit. I'm going to give you a couple more tips, so don't go anywhere. Then Wednesday, next week Wednesday, we will be sharing the do, delete, and delegate. The following week, I'm really excited because I have my first in-person retreat. I've got some women coming right here to my home. They're actually part of the Profit Mastermind. This is not something you could still register for. They've been a part of a program. They're going to be coming here, and we're going to be working on the program Launched in 90 Days. So we're going to be sharing with you some big things that they're doing or that they had to really kind of get in the right mindset to accomplish launching in 90 days, getting that much done in such a short period of time. And then week four, the last Wednesday of the month, we're going to be doing a Q&A. Where you guys can ask me anything on any type of working smarter, not harder type of productivity, anything that you want to know, all right? Now, a couple of things that I want to share with you before we go today is, like I said before, being really selective on what you're doing, when you're doing it. Be really careful of Facebook. And you know it, I know it. I have the Groups app, so I don't have to go into actual Facebook and go through my newsfeed. I never check my Facebook newsfeed ever. I'm not in there. I'm usually in groups or in my groups, other people's groups. That's where I hang out, or in Messenger, but I'm not in the newsfeed. So be careful that you're not eating up time, because you might be thinking, well, I have to work on Facebook, because I can tell you I work on Facebook too. I'm on Facebook a lot throughout the day, but I'm still being productive. So are you being productive on Facebook? I want you to ask yourself that question. Now, another thing that eats up time is email. So I've definitely been much better through email this past month or so. I use a Google extension called, I think it's called Pause, where you can actually pause your inbox. So my emails only come into my email inbox at 2:30 every day. So what's great is I can still be in my email inbox. It can still be open, but I don't have to be checking new emails constantly. So at 2:30, it floods in, and I really probably only get 20 or less emails. Some of them are spam or subscribing stuff that I have to unsubscribe to. I really don't get that many emails I actually have to really respond to. So that has been super helpful. But I can tell you this, you guys, the less you are in your email, the less emails you will send, the less emails you will get back, okay? So really be careful that email isn't eating up your day, all right? Stay productive with that. And then be careful too with these apps. You know, I'm a big fan of Voxer. but you can definitely abuse it. So Voxer is an audio app. So I could, you know, message one of my team. So I see Claire's on here. I could just hit and I could talk and say, hey, Claire, could you make sure to upload this Facebook Live video to YouTube after it's over? She'll actually can actually hear my voice. She can either like the message, she can text back, or she can comment back and be like, got it, doing it right now, done, okay? So we can utilize that in a really productive way, but we also found that sometimes we were wasting time just kind of chatting, and you know, a message that might have been a sentence is now a 5-minute audio clip. So be really careful that you aren't app heavy on your phone and you're using all these apps, but it's really just weighing you down and slowing you down with your productivity, all right? All right, good. I see Debbie joined. Hi, Debbie, welcome. We are just about to recap. So one of the things that I want you to be thinking about too, and I want you to listen to this episode if you haven't already, episode 176, I interviewed Bob Berg. Bob is an author of some incredible books, and one of the things we discussed on this was knowing your value. And I want you to know your value because we're going to be talking a lot next week about delegating. Can you delegate? What if you don't have it in the budget? How do we do this? But you can't even really talk about that conversation unless you know your value. So check out episode 176 with Bob Berg. You're going to love it. Now, the next thing I want to share with you is I'm doing a contest where I'm giving away my free group coaching program, or I should say I'm giving away my group coaching program for free, Her Marketing Lab. So first place is going to get 3 months worth of the program. Second place is going to get 30 days of the program. Third place, everybody's going to get one of the trainings inside of the program. And when I say third place, literally every single person that applies that doesn't get first or second place will get third place, okay? So you're definitely going to want to make sure you get over there and apply. It's one of those where everybody's winning just for applying, so make sure to check it out. Now, I'm going to make the deadline be Tuesday at noon Central. So Tuesday at noon Central is the last time that you can apply. Make sure to go over there now and get in there, get signed up. And then next Wednesday on our live, I will announce the winner then, all right? I hope some of you on here are definitely making sure that I've seen a bunch of your names already applying, but make sure that you go over there and get set up. The link for that, it's a bit.ly link, bit.ly/lab contest. It'll take you right to the application. Really short and sweet, actually mostly just check boxes and things like that. And then I think I do have two questions where I actually ask you and I'm looking for your feedback there, all right? All right, ladies, I hope you had a great 4th of July, a great holiday week. Maybe some of you are still enjoying some time off, which is great. I cannot wait to see you back here on Wednesday. Make sure to check out the free Facebook group, She's Building Her Empire Community, because we're going to be doing some really cool polls in there, asking you some questions, and you're going to want to see what other people are saying too. So make sure to go in the free Facebook group, She's Building Her Empire, and we will see you there. All right, have a great week. I will see you next Wednesday at noon Central. Bye, everyone.
Today's podcast is sponsored by The Profit Mastermind, my signature course that helps you launch your online business in just 90 days. Currently, the program is full, but you can get on the wait list and be the first to find out when we're opening the doors again. Check it out at bit.ly/launched in 90. Again, that's bit.ly/launched in 90. We appreciate you joining us for this episode of She's Building Her Empire. Be sure to join the free Facebook community at shesbuildingherempire.club. For more free content, videos, and rock-solid business advice to build your purposeful business and take it to the next level, please visit shesbuildingherempire.com. We look forward to helping you build your empire, create an everlasting impact, and live the life of your dreams. Until next time.